Mondays through Fridays, get up at 5:30 and start right away reading the news clips and that sort of thing. Get in the car. Protective Detail brings me in, and I start reading the iPad that we have for President's Daily Brief, which just to find out what's going on. More news clips, that sort of thing, because that has a bearing on what's in our stuff. On the days when I have the Oval, immediately come here, sit at this table, and work with my PDB briefer. And the first order of business is, what are we going to tee up to brief the president? And PDB briefer will have been up all night and is sort of my research agent, if you will, to go through all the traffic, all the incoming messages and reports from all over the world. And we have a set of prepared items that are teed up for us to brief, but that is entirely up to me what I will actually take into the Oval or not. This is in addition, of course, to the formal President's Daily Brief, which we now do on an iPad. It's not hard copy any longer. So there'll be some number of articles on various topics that are all coordinated throughout the community and normally are prepared by multiple agencies. This is one, I think, change that has occurred with the advent of the ODNI, the Office of Director of National Intelligence. We'll spend a good 2 hours preparing for those, you know, what it is I'm going to brief and not. And that's a big judgment thing as to and a lot of that's driven by what's the president doing. Is he meeting with somebody that day? Is he coming up on a trip? And so all that is augmented by, as well, what we call expert briefs, where we'll have one or two analysts, specialists from anywhere in the community that may go into the Oval and brief the president directly on a particular topic, which when we're able to do it, always really go well. So I mention all this by way of pointing out the variety of vehicles and modes we use to brief the president. Of course, this is in addition to any of his meetings and NSC meetings, which of course will have an intelligence component. He will normally have a read ahead, which we or some part of the intelligence community prepares for him. So very intelligence intensive support to the White House. Anyway, so that pretty well consumes the morning. By the time I travel down there, I try to stay current even as I'm driving down to the White House. I do have access to secure communications if I want to check to see any late-breaking developments. I will normally engage with CENTCOM, just get up to speed on tactical things in the theater, given the multiplicity of combat or semi-combat situations they have to deal with, meaning Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, Yemen, etc., and get up any tactical updates from them. Those normally don't last too long. So then go down to the White House, and normally that intelligence session is the first formal session of the day. Not always, but generally. So the president starts his official calendar with, and it is he and then his national security team that is assembled with him.